It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. National Weather Service says breezy winds from the southwest paired with low relative humidity and drying vegetation could lead to unwanted fire spread this afternoon and early evening, so please be mindful of that. Also, a strong storm system is expected to bring windy conditions Friday through Saturday, with a 90% chance of wind gusts over 40 miles per hour on Saturday. Thunderstorms are also expected Friday night, and some of those may be strong to severe, so we'll keep you up to date on that as well. Currently in Effingham, we're at 37 degrees, and that's off a low yesterday of 34 and yesterday's high of 61, so we'll double-check the forecast at the close of our look at news. Northbound I-57 north of the Kinmundy exit has reopened following a fiery crash of a semi into the Union Pacific Bridge over the interstate. Kinmundy Alma Fire Chief Kevin Day said the incident began when one of three utility tractors being supported by the semi and transported by the semi, I should say, caught fire. The fire distracted the driver and he crashed into a bridge support of the Union Pacific Bridge. The cab of the truck caught fire as a result of the fuel tank rupturing. Day reports the driver of the truck was able to get out safely. The fire on the trailer spread to a second utility tractor before firefighters were able to get that part of the fire out. A third was saved. Day says IDOT and Union Pacific Railroad have both inspected the bridge and do not believe it sustained any significant damage that would keep it from being utilized. Crash occurred at 1:30 Sunday morning. The northbound lanes of I-57 were opened around 7:45 Sunday morning. During the closure, traffic was detoured over onto Route 37 between Kinmundy and Farina. A lot of meetings in the area today and tonight. There is a special meeting of the Effingham Unit 40 School Board. That'll be at 5:30 today at the unit offices on South Banker. They plan to discuss and share information regarding a 21st century grant after school and summer program. This was discussed at the previous school board meeting that they had received the funding, and now the implementation follows. They expect tonight to approve job descriptions for the coordinator, site supervisors, facilitators, and facilitator assistants to implement this program. Again, it would be after school and summertime when this program would operate. And Andy Johnson said at that earlier meeting that his hope is that he can get unit personnel to fill these slots. They also are going tonight to hire 21st century coordinators for the after school and summer programs that would operate through August 1st. They also will look at approving advertising for up to four site supervisors, up to 12 facilitators, and up to 6 facilitator assistants based on the need for that program. And then they also will look at approving an updated director position for the Little Hearts Early Childhood Center job description and approve the new job description. And then they also hope to advertise the director of business for the Little Hearts program, and then they also could take action on some other personnel matters. So for a special meeting, it's going to be a busy meeting for the Unit 40 School Board at 5:30 today. The Effingham Water Authority has its monthly meeting this afternoon. That'll be at 5:30, and that'll take place at the Effingham Public Library. They plan to look at a lot line change and some lots at the Town Hall area, so those matters on the agenda. The Beecher City School Board meets tonight. Meeting time is 7 o'clock at the unit offices at Beecher City Junior Senior High School. They are expected to set their graduation date for this school year and could act on the school calendar for next year. So those matters and more at Beecher City tonight. The Lakeland College Board of Trustees has its monthly meeting this evening. That'll be at 6 o'clock on campus in Mattoon in Room 11. Among items, they'll look at approving tuition and fee rates for the summer, for the fall, and for spring 26 semesters. Also, the Altamont School Board meets tonight. Meeting time is 7 o'clock at the unit offices at Altamont Community High School. They tonight will hear from their various administrators, and they could at Altamont tonight act on their school calendar for next year. They also will look at starting work on a budget for the coming fiscal year, and they also could seek bids on buses and they will discuss. There's not a vote scheduled, but there is discussion tonight regarding an architect and construction management firms. Alamont's been talking for a while now about need for additional space at the grade school building, so we would assume that's the need for that discussion tonight. The Alamont City Council also meets this evening. Meeting time is 6 o'clock at the Municipal Building, and they will be looking at approving members of their zoning board for the city. The Dietrich School Board meets tonight. Meeting time 6:15 at Dietrich Elementary School. They will look at pre-K screening and kindergarten enrollment information. They also will look at approving a bass fishing boat captain, so those matters, and they also could act on their school calendar for next year at Dietrich. One of the committees of the Effingham County Board meets today. That's their committee of the whole as far as their legislative committee. Generally, a lot of information before the legislative committee next week will come before the full county board. So that meeting at 2 o'clock today, that'll be at the county office building in the third floor board meeting room. Have some updated information about that work that's planned on Wabash Avenue in town. It's basically the same, but a couple of updates. West Wabash Avenue will be closed in different sections, starting from the underpass by Effingham Asphalt to IDOT. And that work starts today and runs through the end of March, weather permitting. Today, and that's through Wednesday, there'll be traffic control via temporary signage and flaggers. This Thursday and Friday, they'll stage the barricades for the road closures the following week. And they also will work down the block in the westbound lane, then work their way back in the eastbound lane. All residents and business owners will be able to get through, but you're asked to avoid the area if you don't need to travel through there. If you have any questions, contact Mike French at the city at 217-342-5300, extension 5378. Illinois IPA Acting Director James Jennings has announced recipients to date from the fourth round of lead service line inventory grants. Two area communities will receive funding for removal of lead water lines. Mattoon is receiving $50,000. Neoga, a recipient of $30,000. Congressman Mike Bost has scheduled another Teletown Hall. That'll be tomorrow evening at 6:15. The Teletown Hall is being held after Bost said while they never intentionally restrict access to constituents registered to participate, it's clear that the number of people who never received a call for their original meeting exceeded the rate typically expected for such a large conference meeting. So they're having another one. And again, that's tomorrow night at 6:15. A new service provider will be used for the Teletown Hall tomorrow. A dial-in number will be provided for anybody who doesn't receive a call from Bost's office but would like to join in. If we get that number, we'll pass it along to you. You can also pre-register at bost.house.gov/participant. Let me double-check that. bost.house.gov/participate. Sorry about that. Be sure to check that out if you'd like to be a part of that. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll look at deaths in your forecast in 2 minutes.
Hello, Jake from Northside Ford. Our inventory is always changing. We buy 15 to 20 pre-owned vehicles a week from Ford and Lincoln factory sales and trade for another 15 to 20 vehicles. This means there's always something different to look at. We stock all makes and models in every price range. So please stop and see our huge selection, whether you're shopping for a different vehicle or using our wonderful service department. All of us at Northside Ford thank you for your continued patronage.
Now hiring at Evergreen Nursing and Rehab, full-time LPNs and RNs with new starting rates, hire-on bonuses, shift and weekend differentials. Also hiring for CNAs, housekeeping, and dietary departments. Part-time positions are also available. Apply at heliahealthcare.com/evergreennursingandrehab. Evergreen, bringing you home.
Red or green, the question that draws a line in the sand for the farming community. Regardless of which side you're on, Effingham County Farm Bureau members can enjoy a discount with John Deere and Case IH. Members can save up to $500 off select Case IH equipment. John Deere offers Farm Bureau members a free Platinum One membership. Not a Farm Bureau member? Give us a call at 342-2103 or visit Illinois Farm Bureau online and join today.
Early childhood is a magical time for growth and learning. I'm Jennifer Fox, principal of the Early Learning Center. Effingham Unit 40 is offering free preschool and kindergarten screenings for kids up to age 5. Join us March 18th and 19th or April 8th and 9th at Crossroads Church in Effingham. The screening is free, takes about an hour, and sets your child on the path to success. Call Eastside Preschool at 217-540-1380 to schedule your appointment today. That's 217-540-1380.
Look at deaths on this Monday. Lawrence L. or Larry Lustig, 89, of Napa, California, formerly of Effingham, died on February 25th. Interment for Larry Lustig is going to take place on Wednesday, and that will be at 9:30 our time at the Dixon VA Cemetery in Sacramento, California, with full military honors. But we pass that along, as he was a native of Effingham. And Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham has handled any local arrangements for Larry Lustig. Cindy Harmon, 61, of Stewartson, died on Saturday. Funeral services for Cindy Harmon will be Wednesday at 1 o'clock at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham. Visitation time from 11 to 1 on Wednesday. Again, the passing of Margaret or Margie Langford, 89, of Effingham. She died this past Wednesday. Funeral arrangements for Margie Langford are pending, and Pagel Funeral Home in Edgewood and Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham are cooperating on the arrangements for Margie. Eleanor Fay or Peg Stuckemeyer, 91, of Altamont, died on Wednesday evening. A visitation for Peg Stuckemeyer will be this Wednesday from 9 to 11 a.m. That'll be at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Altamont, and then funeral services for Peg Stuckemeyer will be Wednesday at 11 a.m., and that'll be at Altamont Lutheran Church in Altamont, at Altamont, and Cool Funeral Chapel in Altamont is assisting. Barbara Jane, 87, of Dade City, Florida, formerly of Newton, died on Thursday morning. Funeral arrangements for Barbara Jane are incomplete at Meyer Funeral Home in Newton. Patricia Ann Williams, 83, of Salem, formerly of Kinmundy, died on Tuesday the 5th. Graveside services for Patricia Ann Williams will be Tuesday, tomorrow, at 3 o'clock at the Evergreen Cemetery, Kinmundy. And McGriff and Triplett Funeral Home, Kinmundy, is assisting. Charity Alice Thompson, 92, of Louisville, died on Thursday morning. Funeral services for Charity Alice Thompson will be Tuesday, tomorrow at 12 noon, at McGriff Funeral Home in Louisville. There will be an hour's visitation from 11 to noon on Tuesday. Mary Sue Matthews, 87, of Effingham, formerly of New Baden, died last Sunday the 2nd. A graveside service for Sue Matthews is planned on Saturday, May 31st. Please note the date there. Saturday morning, May 31st at 11 o'clock at the Peaceful Valley Cemetery in Odin. Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham is assisting, and we'll remind you of those services when they draw close. Mary Frances Stanford, 66, of Louisville, died Wednesday, and funeral services for Mary Frances Stanford will be this Thursday at 1 o'clock at McGriff Funeral Home in Louisville. Visitation will be from 11 to 1 on Thursday. Myrtle, Virginia, or Mert McReynolds, 88, of Newton, died on Thursday morning. Funeral services for Mert McReynolds will be this Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock at St. Thomas the Apostle Catholic Church in Newton, and visitation will be from 5 to 7 Tuesday evening, tomorrow evening at the church. Meyer Funeral Home in Newton is assisting. Irvin Ballinger, 79, of Altamont, died Wednesday evening. Funeral services for Irvin Ballinger will be today. That'll be this morning at 11 o'clock at Geese King Funeral Home in Altamont, and there will be an hour's visitation for Irvin from 10 to 11 this morning at Geese King's in Altamont. Funeral services for Howard Renfro, 75, of Shumway, will be today. That'll be this morning at 11 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Shumway, and visitation for Howard Renfro at the church from 9 to 11 this morning. Here's a look at our forecast. Today, sunny skies, high of 68. Winds from the west-southwest at 5 to 10. They're going to gust to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, low of 44, and winds from the south-southwest gusting anywhere from 15 to 20 miles an hour, and then sunny and 69 on Tuesday. Currently in Effingham, we are at 36 degrees. That's off a morning low of 34 and yesterday's high of 61. No wind, so no wind chill. That's our check on news. I'm Greg Sapp.